I want them to understand what it's been like to survive. The explosion happened. I survived. I'm alive and I'm very grateful. But it has come at a cost. And also to reiterate the fact that I am supporting the families by looking for this public judicial inquiry. Because at the end of the day, I had a right to feel safe in my home. I also had a right to feel safe in my workplace. I wasn't safe. I want to know what happened. I need to know what happened. It's a deep-rooted desire. 49 years of my life was just totally devastated and destroyed. As a mother, we all keep keepsakes like the first tooth and, you know, the first school report and, you know, the first little painting from play school. All of that's gone. I have five children and all of that is gone, and that's been hard. But in saying that, they are material things. I survived it. 10 people didn't.
But in a way, survival,
but there's a
too,
guilt. There's a guilt to that. There's a terrible, terrible guilt to it.
Survivor's guilt, yes. Effectively. And then the whatabouts, whatever stood there, whatever was here, why did... I'm not trying to traumatise you, don't
the
get me wrong.
The fact that I was standing 2 inches in the position I was standing, I survived.
Yes.
The main reason I'm so focused on trying to find out exactly what happened is to prevent it from happening again. Like, as it stands, I walk into every building now and the first thing I do is I look for the fire exits. I look at the radiators. I'll consciously look to see, I wonder what, is that gas or electric? It's part and parcel of the trauma now. My safety is gone. I don't feel safe anymore anywhere I go. Mm. So these are things that are a knock-on effect of being a survivor of an explosion.